podcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Too many walk around with a victim mentality, playing the blame game, blaming, you know, this one, blaming that one, blaming that culture, blaming where you were born, all this stuff, blame. Tell somebody, no more victim. We're going to pull all those layers of onion off of you and get to the core of who you really are. But tell somebody, you're going to have to wrestle to get there. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, right? But tell somebody, you have to wrestle. That's what some people check out. You don't like to wrestle. You don't like to grapple. You like it nice and easy. Let me give you a definition of wrestle, because we're going to look at some of the patriarchs who wrestled to obtain rest. Now, what is our ultimate goal anyway? To enter into faith rest, right? How many, don't raise your hand, but how many have come this morning and you came full with anxiety or troubled in your mind or, you know, something on your heart that's heavy, or seeking something that seems so out of reach or far-fetched, you know, something that is troubling? Well, our ultimate goal all the time is faith rest, to enter into a faith rest where your mind is at ease. You're not even at your best unless your mind is at ease. Now, you can operate in a gift and such, you know, with a lot of different circumstances, but when you're at rest, see, discerning of spirits doesn't even operate well unless you're at rest. You can miss the mark a lot of times. But when you're at rest, let me give you an example. Jesus was at rest all the time. Everything he did was from a place of rest. We don't ever see him anxious. We see him grappling in prayer, you know, to break through some demonic strongholds, but we never see him anxious or in a hurry. How could he, in a crowd of, I call them jungle people, in a crowd of uncouth, you know, village people who, if you got in the way, you'd get trampled, trying to get to Jesus, you know, and they wanted healing, so they were thronging and thousands of them just all around, noise and everything. How could he say, somebody touch me? Except he were in a place of rest. Thank you. Huh? Except he were in a place of rest. You know, like I know, when especially when you come through trials. This song says, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness? You know, you've been, you know, from this, you beat, and then finally you get out. Now you got patience. Yes, now you're at rest. Now your mind's not racing at 1,000 miles an hour. And you're in the moment. And discernment is king. You don't have to be looking for stuff. You can sense. See, this is the thing about Adam. Adam walked with God. God purposed in the cool of the day to come into Eden and walk with Adam and converse with Adam. They talked. And in talking, understand, this is why it's important, take heed what you hear, what you listen to. In talking, God was imparting nature. You listen to someone long enough, or you know, even little children, they play around other little children, little Johnny may be naughty, or your child is naughty. And little Johnny play with your child, and then little Johnny go home, and Johnny naughty now. Johnny, where you get that from? Right? Why? There's an impartation. When God talks, he's talking nature. He don't listen, God don't talk just to be talking. Matter of fact, his word will not return void. When he says something, catch it. Even if you can't believe it, Lord, help my unbelief. I'm going to tell you, in this day and time, God's going to tell you stuff. No, God says, listen, I'm going to do some stuff. I ain't going to tell you, because even if I told you, you couldn't believe it. He's out to blow the mind of the world. The world has seen enough of what people can do. It's going to get a glimpse of what God can do. Amen. Through a yielded or surrendered people. Amen. Adam, he would talk with Adam. And Adam took on his nature. Understand this. In the beginning, man did not have to learn. He heard from God. All he had to do was discern. And walking with God, he had discernment. He could name 550,000 species of animal. Tell you what they look like. Tell you what their name was. Tell you what their ability was. Tell you what their nature was. That, not just the name. Adam did that because he walked with God. After he fell, he had to start learning stuff. See, when we walk with God, yes, we learn. We never stop learning because we're in this fallen world. But when we walk with God, it's more discerning than learning. You can discern something in a sentence that would be a whole book. You don't have to know the whole book. You got a sentence. Save you a whole lot of trouble. Right? So let me give you another example here. When the serpent spoke to the woman, first of all, it was a question, and it was targeting her identity. So the first warfare was against identity. It's going on today too. Identity theft. Devil don't want you to know who you are. Don't want you to know where your roots are. Don't want you to know where you're going. So you just flounder. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. When the devil spoke to Eve, he spoke, and then he left her alone because she listened, and the seed had been planted. All he had to do was wait till it began to mature. Eve was around that fruit and said, hey, yeah, the fruit looks good to make one wise. Looks good for food. What did she do? She took on a nature. That's why the Lord says, take heed what you hear. Stop listening to all this stuff. You're having all these nightmares. Bad dreams, stomach upset. Check out what you are listening to. What are you watching? Well, I'm an adult. Well, so what? Are those sanctified eyes? Job said in Job 31, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Look how grown you are. I made a covenant. I will not look upon a maid. He will not follow after lust. Tell somebody right now, take heed. What you listening to? I was listening to a song with my granddaughters, which we have this weekend, and all the energy. An innocent song, but one little portion of the song, this guy starts singing about the water and how naughty the water is. And I've been doing some study on how, you know, on the dark arts and witchcraft and that deal with the waters. I said, wait a minute. In a little innocent princess song, here's the devil throwing out a seed about how naughty the water is. Just a seed. So he imparted nature. And when they fell, the nature showed up. Because the first thing Adam said, Lord, the woman. that you gave me. I ain't asked for. You gave it to me. Right? No, seriously. And then the woman said, no, the serpent. So what are we looking at? We're looking at the spirit of accusation. What is the devil? The accuser. So they've taken on another nature. No, not my fault, her fault. No, not my fault, his fault. Tell somebody, take heed what you hear. Shut down the gossips. Shut down the talebearers. Shut down the liars. The evil speakers. Don't listen. You know what? That toxicity in your spirit. So here, let's take a look at the word wrestle, what it means to wrestle, because transformation is warfare. You have to wrestle sometimes to get loose or free from some things that have explained you. And you've been in agreement with it in your speech all these years. You got to wrestle. You got to grapple. Anybody ever wrestled in here? How many wrestled? WWE? How many wrestlers we got in here? How many know about wrestling? What? I used to watch it. Joseph, you wrestled? Who else wrestled over? What'd you wrestle? Oh, you wrestled? Okay. You win anything? You won it all, didn't you? You won it all. Yeah, I know you. I can tell. I know you was bad. Anybody else wrestled? Let me give you a definition of wrestle. Because, see, we have to wrestle today. Amen. If you don't know how, you need to learn. Amen. See, wrestling is not like boxing. Amen. Boxing, you can stay a distance, Amen. You know, use your jab. Or kickboxing, you can kick and, you know, get around. No, wrestling is different. Once they grab you, it's a whole different philosophy you got to. Okay, he got me around the neck. You know, he got me on my back. What am I going to do? You got to know how to grapple. Amen. And see, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop wrestling with people. Let them tell you off and then pray that off of you. And then go back and love them anyhow. Let God deal with that. But deal with the spirit behind them. I bind you, you foul spirit of strife. Hello? You have authority there, but we wrestle. We grapple. The definition of wrestle, it means to, let me take these off, to take part in a fight, either as sport or in earnest. It involves grappling with one's opponent and trying to throw or force them to the ground. Now understand, we're in a wrestling match. Amen. Amen. The same thing we're trying to do is the same thing our opponent is trying to do. Amen. Trying to throw you to the ground. Another definition, it means to force someone into a particular position. Anybody know the wiles of the devil?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.